Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Arvaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare The word initiation in English carries the meaning beginning. It is not the end of spiritual life, but the beginning. There's a shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita which is often quoted during initiation. It says that the living entity is on a cosmic journey from universe to universe, body to body. When by good chance it gets the mercy of Lord Krishna, Krishna will send a dear devotee to him who helps that living entity to go back home, back to Godhead. In the way, the devotee helps a fallen conditioned soul, or the spiritual master helps a fallen conditioned soul, is by a process where a seed of bhakti is implanted in the heart. Seed means there is a potentiality for growth. What exactly is the seed of bhakti which we get? It is twofold. The seed has two sides, almost like a chickpea, which has two halves which are joined together in one bee, the chickpea. The first is sambandha jnana. The second half of the seed of bhakti is abhideya jnana. Sambandha means to understand who you are and who is Krishna. And abhideya is knowledge of the process which brings you in contact with Krishna. In a very, very near and close relationship. This is the seed. Knowledge of who you are and who is Krishna and how to attain him. The devotee who has obtained the seed of devotional service or the seed of bhakti now has the duty to become a gardener. And a gardener means he has to do two things. He has to give strength to the seed and he has to protect the seed. If you only nourish the seed of bhakti, but you do not protect it at the same time, then your bhakti might be stolen or destroyed. You need both. Nourishing your bhakti and protecting your bhakti from outside influences. On this day, I want to remember my grandfather. When I was born in this life, my wise grandfather planted a seed of a tree into his garden. He knew he would die one day, But he knew that the tree would survive him. It was his grandson who later became Satchinandan Swami. So when I was still very young, my grandfather took care of the seed by watering it and also protecting it from weeds. But I remember very distinctly the time when I left that peaceful little island where I grew up, and came to Hamburg, one of Europe's metropolis. I remember one day I received a telegram from my grandfather. The telegram said, "You fool." This is North German communication. It doesn't mean any anti-sympathy. "You fool, you have not taken care of your tree. Come immediately, it's summer, the tree is drying out." So grandfather was calling. He was a very strong man. I immediately went on my little red bicycle and drove, and my grandfather was there. He pulled my ear and he said, "Come with me." Brought me into the garden and showed me a tree which was withering. "What do you see?" he said. "I see a tree which is almost dead." He said, "That is your tree. I have planted the seed. Now it's your duty to take care of it." So I remember that day still to this life. So that I first brought water, not too much, my grandfather told me. And then I had to weed around the tree so that it could grow. My dear devotees, although we have no North German grandfather in Krishna consciousness, we have the message from the eternal scriptures, which somehow my grandfather also taught me. That if you receive something wonderful, it is nobody else's duty than yours to take care of it by nourishing it and protecting it. It is described that when the tree of Krishna, when the Bhakti Lata plant grows, it finally reaches the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and then grows a fruit, the fruit of love, which falls into this world and can be consumed by the gardener. What happens is, if you take very nice care of the knowledge of Krishna consciousness and the process of Krishna consciousness, you soon will experience the fruit of prema, of love, coming into your heart. Ping! And then, at that time, when you have love, when you are in the fire of love, you will understand very easily what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness and also who you are. It's called Swarup Siddhi, the knowledge of your eternal loving identity in relationship to Krishna. This is happening when there is the experience of bhava, the fruit of love of Krishna. If you go on, you will reach what is called Vastu Siddhi. That is, you will actually leave the material body behind, enter the spiritual world, and have exchange in your loving rasa, full of fascination, the love with Krishna, in an unobstructed way. So, I think you all know about this analogy. Today I would like to bring to your attention that you will get it. You know already about Krishna, but you will in this initiation get something very, very special. You will become officially accepted as a Haridas, a servant of Lord Krishna. This initiation is a transformation of the ego. I am a Swiss person or a German person, into the identity I'm a Haridas or a Radhadasi. This is what is called Namkarana, a new name which signifies a new identity is given. Whenever you act on this Haridas or Radhadasi level, your life will be very good. But if you act again on the Alex level and on the Monica level, we have, I believe, no Monica or no Alex. We have one Alex here. So on the Martin and Monica level, then you do your material life again. Today I want to encourage you to take this transformative potency of the initiation very seriously. Yesterday when we met, I requested all of you who are getting initiation to think about what will change after the initiation. What is your absolute emphasis, Betonung, Nachdruck in your life? I think some of you have found some beautiful things. Please make this your goal and use the tremendous strengths of this becoming Haridas or Radhadasi to reach your goal. I have one other thing. Initiation, technically speaking, is known to be Krishnanu Shilanam. That means the activities which have the potential to bring our love of Krishna forth. Many of you are parents of little children, and they know that inside of the child, the little child, is a potential to walk. And there are activities which you can do with your little child at a certain age which bring forth this walking ability. You can, for instance, help the little child to do a few steps. And then, after some time, he will walk very naturally. So Krishnanushilanam are activities which can bring your sleeping Krishna consciousness to the preface, to the in foreground, how do you say, can bring it forth. Now the first of these 64 Krishnanushilanam activities, which are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is called taking shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta gigyasu shreyam utama. This shloka means, take shelter, therefore, at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Now you might ask why the word therefore is used. To what does this tasmat or therefore refer? It refers to the verse before. Before this verse, take shelter at the lotus feet of a spiritual master, was a verse which described material life to be illusory. If you wish to really take shelter at the lotus feet of your a spiritual master, it is necessary that you have no illusions about material life. If you think, oh, this is a place to for enjoyment and maybe initiation will help me to enjoy properly, then there's room for improvement, to say it politely. Initiation into a new life is necessary for someone who has understood that the old life doesn't make any sense. Now comes the second point in this Krishnanushilanam activities. It means to get, after you have taken shelter, you should get initiation and instructions. Please do not see initiation as something like in a factory. You put your card in, peng, and you have a stamp. Oh, yeah. Good. spiritual life or initiation is not a one-time activity or one-day activity. It should become a daily festival. Therefore, Kunya Bihari Prabhu has reminded us that even for devotees who have received initiation, it is nice to sit in an initiation ceremony because it has a lot to do not only with those who get their first initiation by getting a name and beads, no, it has a lot to do with all of us. The third process is to serve the spiritual master with faith and with confidence. There should be a loving, affectionate relationship based on faith to the spiritual master. And there should be a relationship of confidence. Yes, with the help of Guru and Krishna, it is possible for me to reach the impossible, to reach the lotus feet of the Lord. The fourth point is very, very helpful for our skeptical Western understanding. Over the last so and so many years, I have seen that the concept of guru is difficult to digest for a Western brain stomach. I should surrender. I should follow. I should admit that someone knows more than me. Oh, it doesn't digest very well. How? My dear devotees, we are pride people, we Westerners. We are covered by ego. Ego makes a lot of problems. But the fourth point helps us. When the position of the spiritual master is introduced as something very important, we should never forget that the fourth point is to follow the footprints of other saintly people as well. As we hear about the spiritual master, and the necessity to follow him, we also hear of the necessity of following the holy people, the saints, the sadhus. The spiritual master, in other words, is not a sectarian person who emerges as a singular person. He is coming with the other saintly people, with the sadhus. We see this very important in our movement that when you can also take instructions from my God brothers and all those devotees who are in the line of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. That is very necessary to say. Ihr macht eine Opferung, glaube ich. Ja. Okay. Then, the fifth principle is to ask questions about spiritual life. I personally always have seen that I'm best in my service as a spiritual master when devotees have genuine spiritual questions how to advance in Krishna consciousness, and when I can help them solve these questions and find answers to these questions. Because you can rest assured that many of the questions which you have been asked by all sadhakas, and that Prabhupada has given answers to his disciples to questions which you have also at this stage of your life. Yes. So, there is something else which I have put here. Yes. So, we will also give three Brahman initiations today. The Brahman initiation helps, gives a devotee a mantra, the Gopal mantra and Kama Gayatri mantras and other Gayatri mantras. And these mantras are very helpful to point the disciple towards Krishna. They are absolutely necessary when we want to go on the altar and serve the deities. And they are extremely helpful for a person to who wishes to advance in spiritual life. I want to say that all of you who wish to have a second initiation should please, not just now, but not in the next few hours, but should come with me, to me, and discuss. And then we can see if it is helpful at this stage for their spiritual advancement and so on. I have just finished, I'm in the process of finishing two books, and I want to request all of those who get initiation to read them as soon as they are out. The first book will be called the Gayatri book, where there is a lot of information on the Gayatri mantras. It's really like a scholarly, it's like a devotional work. And the last is called the Nam Rahasya book, the secret of chanting the holy name. It's a very esoteric, very deep book on the Hare Krishna mantras. Do we need to have Brahman initiation to go back home, back to Godhead? The first initiation or where the holy name is given is sufficient to bring us back to Godhead. But the Brahman initiation, which means that we first have to develop Brahminical and Sattvic qualities, is extremely helpful on our road. It is not necessary, but it is helpful. Is there anything else which I wish to say? Yes. I'm remembering the initiation of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. When Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were getting their new names, and they were extremely moved. Previously, so their initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given them an advice which became the basis of their lives. And I want to repeat this advice today because I think it might help all of you very much. Krishna consciousness has a lot to do with developing love. How can we develop love in our heart? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got this question from Rupa and Sanatana, who said, how can we obtain love for Krishna? Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were at that time very busy in material life. They had to work as in the government of the Nawab Hussain Shah. They had little time for spiritual practices. Of course, when you go to Ram Keli, where they lived, you understand that Sanatana Goswami was a government minister, but he took care of his Madan Mohan deities and Madan Mohan temple. They were not ordinary souls. But just for our understanding, they had little time, they were busy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you can make advancement if you always think of Krishna in love. And he gave an example. When a housewife falls in love with a paramour lover, ein Liebhaber, she does all her duties in the house very, very conscientious. She really thinks that no one should see that I have another a new and fresh love. And while she does her duties, she really wants to protect her love. No one sees it. She does very good work, good cooking. The husband is very satisfied. You cook so well. Wonderful. But she thinks all the time of her tender, fresh love. She does this just to finish everything well, so that no one suspects her, and then she thinks something on a parallel line. So this is something in material life which is objectionable. The laws of moral do not allow a wife to have another husband outside. But in Krishna consciousness, we should do our work in this world without getting disturbed, without disturbing, if it is not necessary. And in our mind, do the real project, to think of Krishna and to not forget him. This is very, very important. If you wish to use this initiation in the proper way, you need to become initiated in the school of absorption. Devotee means the mind, says Prabhupada. Does mean that now with initiation you get four hands and four legs. Or four legs is a little much. Four hands we can digest in Krishna consciousness, but four legs is a little too much. To become a devotee of Krishna means to remember Krishna. Your body needs food. Do you know that your mind also needs food? The body is the prana, the vital airs in the body need to be strengthened by regular food. And some of you, most of you, or all of you have fasted today, the initiates. You still look very much alive. It didn't harm. But no, normally we need food to have our pranas going. So the mind needs smaranam, or remembering Krishna. If the mind is without remembrance of Lord Krishna, if the mind is empty, then it will be filled again with material thoughts. So this initiation ceremony is something where I really request you, something to fill your lives with Krishna. Please do not become a superficial person. Think of Krishna. Then you will be able to serve Krishna nicely. That is very important. Some of you are not thinking enough of Krishna. Therefore, there is a hole in the heart, a painful hole in the heart. It is important to fill that hole, this hole with Krishna. And the best way to fill the heart with Krishna is to chant Krishna's holy name and think of the person whose name you are chanting. Let me give you an example. Kunya Vihari, how did you get here? Kunya Vihari, it's so nice you are here. How did you get here? It's a different vibration, isn't it? In the first vibration, I was trying to not think of Kunya Vihari. I don't know if I was. Kunya Vihari, how did you get here? In the second, Kunya Vihari, how did you get here? Was it a comfortable ride on a German train? There is a connection which is made. So when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, it's important to connect with Krishna. Not just automatsky, chantsky, and so on. It's very important to connect with Krishna and think of Krishna lovingly. My dear Lord Krishna, please accept me. I'm very weak, but I need your mercy. These prayers should be done while chanting to give life to the practice. Hare Krishna. Anyways, I'm just now getting my motor going, and now I'm getting into the preaching mood. I should maybe stop here, but I just wish to express that I'm very, very happy. These are wonderful devotees today, and they will get the best names. And we have also three very qualified brahmanas. We have one last minute brahman amongst us. I wish that all of the devotees give their loving blessings from the deepest part of their heart to these devotees who get initiation today, so that they will feel your strength and your support through the life. If we wish to advance in Krishna consciousness, we need each other's support very much. So, Hare Krishna, this was not a very technical lecture. I have given so many technical lectures. This was a personal lecture. Hare Krishna, I hope there was something in for you. Now we will go to the next part.